This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government's sound policies and initiatives have led to a rapid increase in agricultural production in the country. Addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament today on the first day of the budget session, President Murmu said there has been a record production of food and horticulture crops. She said the government is also working to increase the production of those crops in which the agriculture sector was lagging behind. The president expressed confidence that India will definitely achieve the target of 500 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity by the end of this decade. She said for employment and development in rural areas, a law named Vikasit Bharat Jiramji has been enacted. She said this new law will ensure 125 days of guaranteed employment in villages. At the same time, it will ensure stopping corruption and leakages for which the government has been making efforts since long. President Murmu said this scheme will provide new momentum to rural development and create new facilities for the farmers, livestock farmers and fishermen.
आज देश के युवा किसान श्रमिक और उद्यमी विकसित भारत के निर्माण में अपनी भूमिका का लगातार विस्तार कर रहे हैं बीते वर्ष के उत्साहवर्धक आंकड़े इसका प्रमाण पिछले वर्ष में भारत ने रिकॉर्ड 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा खाद्यान्नों का उत्पन्न हुआ है 150 मिलियन टन उत्पादन के साथ भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा चावल उत्पादन देश बन गया है हमारा देश विश्व का दूसरे सबसे बड़ा मछली उत्पादन देश भी बना है
And now let's go live to listen to the English version of Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan's speech in Parliament.
Continuous efforts of my government, about 95 crore Indians have social security cover today. I am satisfied to see that the youth, farmers, workers and entrepreneurs of our country are expanding their role continuously towards building a Viksit Bharat. In the last year, India has achieved a record production of over 350 million tons of food grains. With a production of 150 million tons, India has become the largest rice-producing country in the world. Our country has become the second largest fish-producing nation globally, reflecting the nation's success in the blue economy. In the field of milk production as well.
Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has died in a plane crash at Maharashtra's Baramati this morning. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR crash-landed at Baramati Airport earlier today. The ministry added that there were 5 personnel on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister, with 2 more personnel and 2 crew members. Officials said that no one on board survived the crash. Further details are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav have expressed profound grief over the demise of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual NCC PM rally today at the Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtrapratham Kartavya Nishtha Yuva. The announcement of the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, FTA, has drawn extensive and prominent coverage across leading international media outlets, describing it as a historic and even the mother of all trade deals. The coverage highlighted the agreement's significance as one of the most consequential global trade pacts in recent years. Major international publications across Europe, the United States, and multilateral platforms called the India-EU FTA as a defining moment in global economic diplomacy. British and European media such as the BBC, Financial Times, The Guardian, Euronews, DW, France 24, Le Monde highlighted the scale and ambition of the agreement, noting that it represents the largest trade deal concluded. And that is the end of this news bulletin.